Okay, how much time do we have, Martin? A couple of minutes. I'll give you you'll get your money's worth, and I'll have to do it very quickly, and maybe we can talk during the break. As I indicated, the kind of very dogmatic statement made by David Strauss has been refined. I don't know if anyone today, not even David Hume, the great skeptical philosopher, British Enlightenment philosopher, would make the kind of dogmatic statement that Strauss made, namely, miracles are impossible. Hume, the great British skeptic, said, that's a dogmatic statement to make. That's worse than some of the statements the Christians make, to say that miracles are not possible. He said, of course miracles are possible. But David Hume went on to say, it's always more probable that the one who thought he saw a miracle or the report of a miracle was deceived rather than that it actually took place. And so I think what I tried to point out was through the years, the presuppositions of historical criticism had become refined. Sure. No one today that I know of is beginning with the presupposition miracles are impossible. There is no supernatural. But we are, I still think, and I think a good case can be made for it, we're locked into that notion, the understanding of history, of probabilities. And it seems to me Kaseman bears that out so very clearly in this quotation when he says, look, because of historical criticism, our notion that we've got reliable evidence in the New Testament as to what took place has been shattered. He says in another place, he said, if we have to work with the concept of miracle that was present before the age of critical thinking, then we have to admit that that has gone out the window. We don't longer understand miracles in the way we did before. Admittedly, Dr. Krentz's statement, I did not include it here to show an anti-supernatural basis rather than to show that he is saying that it means that we study the Bible like any other book. It's part of history. And that, it seems to me, is where the problem begins. And I included it also because that begins right here in our own Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.